Second. Looks like we have Pat right there from NB. Sir. Hello, Pat?
Yes, what's going on?
Hey,
how are you?
Hey, Pat, how you doing? Pat Dunne, sports anchor, Cowboys reporter for NBC5 in Dallas-Fort Worth. How you doing today, buddy?
I'm great, Mike. First, I want to apologize. I was a little late. It was my fault. But, you know, it was a big day for the Dallas Cowboys Sunday night. The Dallas-Fort Worth area going crazy. They're 3-1. I don't think many people saw that coming last night. I mean, 24-0 up on the Saints early in the third quarter. And that was the first time that the Saints had been held scoreless in a first half since last season when the Seahawks did it to them. And that was the only time they did it all year. So quite the performance for the Cowboys. And obviously Dallas-Fort Worth is very excited about that.
Absolutely. I could imagine the buzz that's going on down there. I mean, in the last, nine meetings, Dallas has only beaten the New Orleans Saints once up until last night.
Yes, that's correct. And the Saints had won four in a row as the road team, too. Sean Payton really seemed to kind of have Jason Garrett's number. I mean, you remember last year, as bad as it was last night for the Saints, it was worse for the Cowboys last year in the Superdome, 49-17. And I'm going to tell you, it felt worse than that. It felt a lot like that Tampa Bay Buccaneers game on Thursday Night Football last week. So this is quite the turnaround in a year. The Cowboys defense is playing way better than anybody expected. Keeping Drew Brees, Jimmy Graham, that Saints offense in check last night was very surprising. They are giving up about 100 yards less per game when I last checked compared to last season. Rod Marinelli has done a great job as defensive coordinator in his first job there, with the first year doing that with the Cowboys. So it's been impressive. They're off to a great start.
Tony Romo, I guess, has Wednesdays off. So that way his back feels better for this game. Is that a big deal?
Yeah, you know, I think it's safe to say Tony Romo will never work a Wednesday for the rest of his life. Because it's apparently been some magic pills or potions or something. I mean, this guy, you know, they decided to give him Wednesday off a couple of weeks ago for the first time. And he looked like a different guy on Sunday. It was before the Rams game, which was week three. And so they did it again this week, and here we are again. So, I mean, the whole team gets Monday off, and now Tony apparently is going to continue to take Wednesdays to stay fresh with that back. But he's moving significantly better this week and last week as compared to the first 2 weeks of the season. I don't know if it's because of the Wednesdays or if it's just because he's healing with more time. But he had a couple of scrambles last night that were very impressive, stuff that we never would have expected to see Tony after watching him every day in training camp in Oxnard, California. The guy looked like he was kind of hurting just walking around. So it's been quite the turnaround here from week 1 and 2 to week 3 and 4 for Tony and his mobility.
DeMarco Murray had 149 yards, 2 touchdowns. How big is it for them to get that running game going to help out Romo with the passing game and everything else that's going on?
It's been unbelievable. It's been the key to the season, in my opinion. The Cowboys have rushed for over 100 yards in every game. In fact, Murray's rushed for over 100 yards in every game. The only other Dallas Cowboy to ever do that is Emmitt Smith through four games to start a season. So he has a touchdown in every game. They're controlling the clock. They had the ball 35 minutes last night compared to the Saints only having it 25. And what that does for your team, not only does it help with the team's swag, and Dez Bryant told me last night that the confidence is real high because they feel like they can just stand up and ball the other team on offense, but on the other side of the ball, it helps the Cowboys' defense a ton too because those guys are fresh. They don't have the most talent on the defense, but when the guys are fresh, they're not tired, they're going to play at least their best. And that's what we've seen so far. So if they continue to stick with this Scott Linehan run game philosophy that he's come in with this year, which is way different than what he's done in years past, by the way, I like their chances going forward to win more games than anybody thought. I mean, this right now looks like a playoff team. I never would have said that after the 49ers game in week 1, but that's what they look like.
Pat Dunne, sports anchor, Cowboys reporter down at NBC5 in Dallas, Fort Worth. Now, you were talking about the defense, Pat. So, you know, being able to say that you held Drew Brees and Jimmy Graham, even Josh Hill. So what do you think the key components in that defense were to shutting them down, especially in that first half?
Well, you know, I think that they've done a nice job slowing the run game down, and they just kind of made timely plays. It feels like, you know, when the game is kind of teetering, you know, like is the other team going to get some momentum going? It feels like so far this season they've had a deflected pass that's ended up in the hands of another one of the Cowboys defenders for a turnover. They're getting pressure on the quarterback more than we ever expected. They're still not a great pressuring team. They only had a half a sack total from the defensive line going into last night's game. But, you know, the other thing is linebacker Rolando McClain is playing really well. I mean, this is a guy who retired from football. Everybody was ready to give up on him. He was a former first-round pick of the Raiders. And all of a sudden, I don't know if there was some financial stuff going on. They decided he was going to give football another shot. The Cowboys bring him in. Plenty of jokes all over my Twitter feed and everywhere in the media, you know, about how he's going to quit again. And yet he's played great. He's been very good. He was back last night after missing last week's game with a groin injury. It was questionable as to whether or not he was going to be able to even play in the game last night. But he played, and he played well. And he's been a big-time factor. He's a playmaker, a middle linebacker, something the Cowboys desperately needed when Sean Lee went down with an injury in OTAs.
Now, you guys picked Zach Martin in the first round last year. Are you guys looking at this as a good pick now? Because I know that you guys were really, really hard on the Cowboys for picking up an offensive lineman in the first round. Is this now something that you're happy on, or is this something that you guys are still sad that you missed out on Ryan Shazier?
Well, the Cowboys, they wanted Shazier. There's no doubt. He was the guy that they really had targeted and circled. They were going to go after him. But I will tell you that covering the team and just kind of picking the brain of other, you know, Cowboys media guys that have been doing this for a long time, I absolutely loved the pick of Zach Martin. I thought that this was something that was not a, you know, I guess you can call it not a sexy pick, something that, you know, you would expect from Jerry Jones. Oh, man, Johnny football and all. You know what? They've taken three offensive linemen the last 4 years, and one of the reasons they're 3-1 right now and they're beating teams is because the offensive line is playing great. And so I thought that the Martin pick was great. I think he looked good in training camp, and he's been better than even what I expected through the first four games of the season. Their pick last year was really, really criticized. Travis Frederick, the starting center, they took him in the first round, and all the draft experts, oh, you could have gotten him in the second or third round. Well, guess what? He's one of the best centers, one of the best young offensive linemen in the NFL right now. They've got three guys up front, and Tyron Smith, Zach Martin, and Travis Frederick, that are just playing really well up front. This team is gelling up front. They're running the ball well. The holes are big. So, I mean, I thought it was a good pick, and it's turned out even better than what I expected. They're going back to the old days, back in the days of Emmitt and Troy and Michael. Everybody forgets that all started with a great offensive line back in the 90s, and that's what they are building again right now. So it's been a good start to the season for that group.
Pat Dunne, sports anchor and Cowboys reporter down at NBC5 in Dallas, Fort Worth. Now, so now it's you and Philly atop of the NFC East. Do you like the Dallas Cowboys' chances of winning the NFC East, even with this tough Philadelphia team?
Well, I guess I'll put it this way. I like the Cowboys' chances a lot better today than I did a couple of weeks ago during training camp. During training camp, it was, and there was serious talk about whether or not this team was going to have a top five pick in the draft. And after the first game of the season against the 49ers, where they lost 28-17, and Peter King from Sports Illustrated described it as feeling like more like 58-17, you know, there was talk that they might be the number one pick in the draft. You know, that was pre-Tampa Bay meltdown. I know the Bucs played better on Sunday against the Steelers. But, look, I think they're in it. I think the Giants, people are sleeping on them a little bit. They looked really good in their last game against the Redskins as well. I've got a feeling that this is going to come down to all three teams there, not including the Redskins. They're all going to be in the mix, in my opinion, when it comes to the last couple of games of the season. And I think that they have a chance to have a winning record, which is something they haven't done under Jason Garrett, three straight 8-8 seasons. And if you win 9 games or 10 games in that division, you think you're going to have a chance. So, you know, I mean, Philadelphia, a lot of talk about, yeah, they're the clear favorites. Well, I mean, they just lost to San Francisco. The Cowboys lost to San Francisco. They're both 3-1. You know, yeah. I like their chances to at least be in it. I think they're going to be in it down the stretch. I really do.
Absolutely. Pat Dunne, sports anchor and Cowboys reporter for NBC5 in Dallas-Fort Worth. Pat, thanks so much for hanging out with us and taking the time. We'll talk at you next week.
Absolutely. Anytime, guys.
Thanks, guy. Later.